To all who shall see these presents, greetings. I'm Adam Best. This is Veterans in the Wild. Welcome to another show, ladies and gentlemen. I appreciate you being here with me. I've got some quick admin to talk through, a couple of updates and a couple of announcements on upcoming guests for the show. And then we have our second leadership lesson episode. It's been just about a month that I've been doing the podcast, and I can't believe how quickly that's gone, and also that I'm sitting here talking about episode 7 already. I can't believe how quickly they're flying by. I've had really fun conversations with some amazing guests so far, and every time I walk away from the conversation, I know I've learned something from each guest. It's definitely been fun learning to build, launch, and grow a podcast. It's all been self-taught. It's been definitely educational, and it's been a fun challenge because sort of the show doesn't go on unless I sort of teach myself. So in that way, doing a self-driven podcast has certainly been a challenging but rewarding time. I am excited to share some news on a few upcoming episode guests we have. I had a conversation with a Navy SEAL who recently turned into an entrepreneur with a great growing business. That episode should be coming out next week. I've had conversations with two former shipmates of mine, and I just scheduled some time to record an episode with my very first chief. Anyone in the Navy would know that's certainly a special relationship you have with your chief and many chiefs during your time in the Navy. And I look forward to that conversation as well. I do need to ask your help. The best way I can grow this show and I can reach more people, like-minded people like us who think the same way and who part of this community, is if you're not subscribed, please subscribe to the show. That helps the algorithms and all the technical things we don't understand, but it helps the show get in front of more people who may also enjoy it. If you leave reviews, that helps newcomers also understand what the show is about, and if you feel we've earned a 5-star rating, I certainly appreciate that as well. If you ever get the chance, share the show with family and friends. Let them know what you think or how it may benefit them or how they may engage with us. I am also asking for recommendations for guests for the show. If you know a veteran whose story needs to be told or you think there's something unique they've done since leaving the military, I'd certainly love to connect with them, see if they'd be a good fit. And so I guess that's a good time to remind everyone you can find us online, veteransinthewild.com, or searching the same on Instagram, Facebook. It's coming out on YouTube. It's still kind of a work in progress there, I guess, though. But, of course, if you go to Instagram, you'll find in the profile there, you'll find all the links to everything we have online. So thanks for bearing with me through that quick admin stuff. Now I'm more excited about the second part of the show, the leadership lesson. In episode 4, I started the first leadership lesson. That was, I went to a speech for Memorial Day. They had a parade or a ceremony, and from the speech, I sort of got a mindset shift that I'll take with me moving forward. And it was sort of, the first one was my own reaction to it and my thoughts on it. And the second leadership lesson, we're going to learn from the very best. It is Medal of Honor recipient Oscar Austin. I have a personal connection with the former United States Marine Corps Private First Class. He is the namesake of my first ship. And so what I'm going to do is read why he's the namesake for the ship, read his background, and then the citation, or at least the information about the citation, why he received the Medal of Honor. I would encourage you to consider, as you're listening to this, trying to place yourself in the situation or trying to place yourself in Oscar's shoes. Imagine, as hard as it may be, deciding to willingly take these heroic actions, ultimately which did cost Oscar Austin his life in service for his country. The Arleigh Burke-class destroyer USS Oscar Austin, DDG-79, proudly bears the name of U.S. Marine Private First Class Oscar P. Austin, who received the Medal of Honor posthumously for heroism during the Vietnam War in February 1969. Austin was born 15 January 1948 in Nacogdoches, Texas. He grew up in Phoenix, Arizona, and graduated from Phoenix Union High School in 1967. He enlisted in the United States Marine Corps in April 1968, and upon graduation from basic infantry training, was promoted to private first class on 1 October 1968. Later that month, he was transferred to the Republic of Vietnam, where he served as an ammunitions man with Company Echo, 2nd Battalion, 7th Marine Division. On the morning of 23 February 1969, Austin's observation post came under a fierce ground attack by a North Vietnamese Army force using a heavy volume of hand grenades, satchel charges, and small arms fire. After observing a wounded Marine had fallen unconscious in a position dangerously exposed to hostile fire, Austin left the security of his foxhole and, with complete disregard for his own personal safety, ran across the fire-swept battlefield to move the unconscious Marine to a safe location. As he neared the casualty, an enemy grenade landed nearby. Without hesitation, Austin leaped on the casualty, sheltering him between the grenade and absorbing its detonation. Badly wounded, Austin turned to examine the Marine, and when he did, he saw a North Vietnamese Army soldier aiming his weapon at the unconscious Marine. With full knowledge of the consequences and thinking only of his fellow Marine, Austin threw himself between the casualty and the enemy fire. In doing so, he gallantly gave his life for his country.